Today's daf is Erechin daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach at the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechtas Erechin. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza. So what exactly is Erechin? So the context is several psukim tucked away in Parshas Bechukosai. So Parshas Bechukosai begins in Bechukosai Teilechu Shetiu Amelim Batayra, and then it says Ve'im Loisishmu, or Ve'im Bechukosai Timasu, and then you have Pasuk after Pasuk of Teichacha, the Klalis of Teiras Kayanim. Right after the Teichacha says the Pasuk Vaidabra Hashem Moshe Lemer, Dabra B'nei Yisrael B'yamarto Aleim, Ishki Yafli Neder, if somebody's going to make a Neder, Be'erkecha Nefash Leislashem. But it's not going to be an ordinary neder where he says that I'm not going to eat meat. It's not even going to be a neder where a person is menader to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's kachay mizbeach or kachay bedek habayis. It's going to be a unique type of neder. It's going to be be'erkecha nefashos l'Hashem. What does that mean? Says the pasuk, v'hoya erkecha. So really, depending on the more specifics of this Erechin, that we don't know what is yet, that he took upon himself, that's going to determine what exactly he's obligated to do. Hazachar, if he took upon himself to give to Hekdesh, the Erech of a Zachar, of a male, that mi ben esrim shana va ben shishim shana, if this person was between 20 and 60 years old, v'hoya erkecha, then what is that person's worth? Meaning, what is this person going to be obligated to give to Hekdesh? Chamishim shekel kesef b'shekel HaKodesh. He's going to have to give 50 shekel of the shekel HaKodesh variety. If in the keva, and if this person between the age of 20 and 60 is in a keva, v'hoye erkecha shloshim shekel, then you're not going to be obligated to give 50 shekel, but rather, then a keva's erech is less. Instead of 50 shekel, all you're going to have to give is 30 shekel. So erechin is miloshin erech. It means value. A person took upon himself to donate to Hekdesh the value of Pliny, or the value of himself. That is the definition of Erechin. So it's an unconventional way of making a pledge to Hekdesh. Ordinarily, you make a pledge to Hekdesh, I'm going to give $180 to Bedek Habayis. I'm going to take this animal, my favorite sheep, and I'm going to bring it as a carbon oil. That would be the more typical, the more standard way of making a donation, making a pledge, a contribution to the Beis HaMikdash. In this case, a person made a pledge, he made a contribution to the Beis HaMikdash, but he did it in an interesting way. He took upon himself to give to Hekdesh the erech, the value of either himself or somebody else. And really what the Torah is going to do now, we'll read the psukim, pasuk after pasuk, is going to give us a cheat sheet, a price list, so to speak, of people to know how much they're worth, so that if you take upon yourself the worth of Pliny, like this, you'll know exactly what you're supposed to give. So the first that's mentioned is the Zachar and a Keva between the ages of 20 and 60. A Zachar is worth Chamishim Shekel, then a Keva is Shloshim Shekel. Then Ben Chamishon Avad Ben Asim Shana. What if this person is not between the ages of 20 and 60, but rather between the ages of 5 and 20. V'hoya erkecha hazachar esrim shkolim. If it's a zachar, 20 shekel. V'lan akeva aseres shkolim. Again, then akeva's less. Incidentally, the ratio changed from 5 to 3 to 2 to 1. But regardless, for a zachar, it's going to be 20 shekel. For an akeva, it's going to be 10 shekel. V'men chodesh van ben chamishonim. What if the child is even younger? It's from 1 month old until 5 years old. V'hoya erkecha hazachar chamisha shkolim kasef. V'lan akeva erkecha shloishes shkolim kasef. Then for a zachar, it's going to be 5 shekel. For an akeva, it's going to be 3 shekel. Notice, v'imi ben chodesh, if the child is a chodesh, 1 month old, what's the erech of the child? Chamisha shkolim. What comes to mind? Pidyon HaBen, Masechtas Bechairos 101. What's the sheer Pidyon HaBen? It's 5 shekels. Some Rishonim relate the two together. The reason that the sheer of Pidyon HaBen is 5 shekels is because in the laws of Erechin, if someone takes upon himself to give the Erech of a Zachar, that's mi ben chodesh va'ad ben chamesh shonim, the sheer is going to be 5 shekels. V'im mi ben shish shonim lailo. What if this person's already older, not between a chodesh and 5 years old, not between 5 years old and 20 years old, and not between 20 years old and 60 years old, but rather older than 60. Im zachar vaya erkecha chamisha asa shekel. If it's a zachar, it's going to be 15 shekel. V'lana keva, if it's an akeva, asara shekelim. Either way, this in a nutshell is the backdrop, the context of the laws of Erechin. Just one hergish before we start Masechtas Erechin. And that is that, you know, it seems from the laws of Erechim that a person's maybe not worth that much. So, you know, depending on what your age bracket is and depending on your gender, you're worth anywhere from 3 shkalim to 30, 50 shekel, give or take, which isn't that much money, right? The 5 shkalim of Pinyan HaBen is approximately $100. So do the math. We're not dealing with, is that really what a person's Erech is? So what came to mind was the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina in the beginning of his Sefer Shari Yo'avoida. So not Shari Tshuva, but rather Shari Avoida. And he says that when a person takes upon himself to serve Hashem, HaPesach HaRishon, the first thing that he has to be cognizant of, really, what needs to be the backdrop of everything he does is Hu Sheyeda HaIsh Erech Atzmoy. A person has to recognize his own Erech, V'yakir Malosoy, and he should recognize and acknowledge his Milo U'Milas HaVoisov U'Gdulosom V'Chashivosom V'Chibosom Eitzel HaBoyer Yisbarach. And when a person does that, V'Yetzi Lonu Mizek Kasha Yisav V'Taiva, if a person is going to have a Taiva to do something that he's not supposed to do, he's going to have self-respect because he's going to realize, I'm so chashuv, I have such a fantastic erech, how could I go ahead and do this? Or look who my father is, I'm a b'nun shal kedoshim, and that's going to be my name. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says it's the Pesach HaRishon, literally it's the Aleph, the first thing that a person has to remind himself every morning when he wakes up is erech atzmoy. And Malosei U'Mailas HaVoisov, he has to recognize exactly who he is. So even though there's a parish of Erechin, which again would seem to put us into subclasses in terms of what exactly our Erech is, this is all as it relates to the halachos of Dinei Erechin. But really, if you want to know what a person is really worth, what a person's Erech is Ein L'Sha'er, in terms of what a person was created to do and in terms of what a person has the ability to do. And a person shouldn't confuse Parshas Erechin with Erech Atzmoy, because Erech Atzmoy is critical, as Rabbeinu Yoina says it in his Pesach HaRishon in Shari Avoida. Just in terms of bringing out, highlighting this point, as far as Erech Atzmoy goes, not to digress, right at the beginning of a Masechta, but just one Maramachim, and that is the Medrash says in Parshas Kedoshim. So Parshas Kedoshim begins with the words Kedoshim to you. And says the Medrash, Kedoshim Tiyu, Yochel Kamoini, I would think that if there's a mitzvah for a person to be a Kaddish, I would think that a person has a mitzvah to be Kaddish, mamish like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the pasuk continues and says, Ki Kaddish Ani Hashem Elokecha. In other words, Parshas Kedoshim begins by Dabar Shem Moshe Lemer. Dabar El Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrof, Yomar Taleim, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kaddish Ani Hashem Elokecha. What's the smichos? Says the Medrash, Kedoshim Tiyu, Yochel Kamoini. I would think there's a mitzvah to be Kaddish, mamish like Hashem. That's the Hemshech. Ki Kaddish Ani Hashem Lekechem. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in 10 places, Kemat, in Sichas Musar, quoted this Medrash. And he said that you see from here how high a person can grow and how much a person could achieve. If there was a Havamin of a Medrash that a person could become Kaddish, mamish like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Yochel Kemoini. It's only a Havamina. But we need a Pasuk, a Kroy Yisrael to say, Ki Kaddish Ani Hashem Lekechem, to tell me that even though a person can become a Kaddish, but there's a limit. You can't become Kaddish mamish on the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bali Musar say that, look at the beginning of the Pasuk, Dabir al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. What do you see from there? That this Havamina of Yochel Kamoini, that I would have thought that Kedoshim Tiyu means that a person can become Kaddish mamish like Hashem, it means every single person. Dabir al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say Dabir al Shevet Levi, or Dabir al Shivim Zekeinim, or Dabir to the biggest Bali Kishrin in the Dar. Dabir al kol adas. Every single yid should be told, Kedoshim Tiyu, Yochel Kemoini, Talmud Loimer Ki Kadosh, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And of course, this jives with what Reb Chaim Volozhin says in the beginning of Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, that a person was created B'Tzelem Elokim, which means that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim, what does Elokim mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a takif, Bal Yecholes U'Bal Koiches Kulam. That's the kavana the Torah says you're supposed to have when you say the word Elokim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a takif, Bal Yecholes U'Bal Koiches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds, he destroys. Hashem created the world. Hashem gave us a Tzelem Elokim. We're created in the image of Hashem, meaning we have that same ability to be Boine U'machrif. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin in Shar Aleph Perek Dalet, V'zois Teiras Ha'adam, Kol Ish Yisrael, Al Yoimer B'li B'chas V'sholom, Ki Ma'ani U'mak Koichi, Lifol B'masai Hashvelim Shum Inyim Ba'olam. Who am I? Amnon Yavim V'yei, that person should know, V'yikba B'machshav Yisliboy. And he has to really inculcate in his mind, She'kol Prote Maisov V'diburov U'machshav Yisov. Everything he does, everything he says, everything he thinks, Kol eis v'kol rega. This is a little scary. Lo yisavidu chas v'shalom. We'll never get lost. Uma rabu meisav. Uma godlu v'ramu. Marabu masach Hashem. We say about Hashem. Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying it about us. Uma rabu meisav about us. What do you mean? Marabu masach on us? We're mere mortals. We're not mortals, because we were created b'tzelem elikim. Uma igadu v'ramu shekol achas oylo kefi sharasha lifal pulasa begave meroimim b'ilamayis v'tzachtzachayis ha'oyres ha'oyoyinim. And then he says afterwards, ubemes ki isha chacham v'yavin azayis lamitay, someone who really internalizes this, liba yachal v'kirba, he's going to get really afraid. Bechilu ra'ada, etc., etc., ayin chav. But regardless, so again, we're starting Masechtas Erechin, and we're going to put price tags on people depending on age and gender. But really, at the end of the day, this is all as it relates to the parsha of Erechin. But really, in a more hashkafic sense, a person's Erech is something that's Ein L'Shayer. What's our Erech? Our Erech is that we were created B'Tzalim Alekim, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Marabu Masech HaShem, says Reb Chaim Volozhin in Shar Aleph Perek Dalet, as it relates to our Maisim, it's Marabu, because we have the ability to build and destroy with our actions, with our words, and with our machshavas, with our thoughts. How high can a person go? Yachal kamayni. There was a havamin in a medrash that you can become kaddish like Hashem. And not just yichidim, everybody. Dabir al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. V'yamartam aleihem kedoshim tiyu. Rabbeinu Yonah says this is so important. How important? It's his Pesach HaRishon in Shara Avoida. A Pesach HaRishon hu sheyeda ish erech atzmo. That he shouldn't think he's worth 50 shekel. But rather, he should know erech atzmo, which is, like Reb Chaim Volozhin speaks about in his Nefesh HaChaim. Regardless, on that note, we begin a very geshmak in Masech. Zok de Mishnah, HaKoyel Marichin. Everybody can take upon themselves the Erechin type nether, meaning anybody has the ability to say that I want to donate to Hekdish, my Erech, or somebody else's Erech, v'nerachin, or anyone can be the subject of Erechin. Meaning, if Ruvain says that I want to take upon myself somebody else's Erech, it doesn't matter who that somebody else is. You can take upon any person's Erech and obligate yourself to have to give that person's worth to Hekdesh. Noidrin, anybody can be noider the nidarin, and anybody can be the subject of a neder. Now, the word neder is a very open-ended term, right? Nidarin means different things in different contexts. This nidre isser, this nidre Hekdesh. In the context of our sugyo, what neder is going to mean is where somebody says that I want to take upon myself a person's worth in contrast to his erech to Hekdesh. So what does that mean? So erech, and we just said that if a person says that I'm going to take upon myself someone's value, someone's erech, so you open up the Torah, you look at Revi and Parshas Bechukosai right after the Toichacha, and you look at the price list, and you figure out exactly what this person is obligated to give. Now again, everybody agrees that that's not necessarily what this person's worth. I mean, let's think in terms of before Lincoln freed the slaves. So once upon a time, a person really had a price tag, right? He walked around, sometimes quite literally, and people had value. There was a market to sell people. In that world, it's very possible that you'll have someone who's a gezinta zoche, and maybe this person on the market is worth $1,000, but he's between the ages of 20 and 60, and as a result, he's only worth 50 shekel. So how do you reconcile those two things? The Teretz is, like we said before, Erechin is a specific parsha. There's something called Erechin, and whether it's logical or illogical doesn't matter. We said a person's Erech is much more than parsha's Erechin, but it doesn't matter. That is what the Teretz says. Stating that, if a person would be more specific and he would say that I want to make a pledge, and I want my pledge to be related to that person's real value, what does that mean? The value that he has on the open market. So then already the halach is we'd have to find out how much he would be sold as an eved, meaning what the going rate is for this person. And based on that, we'd figure out exactly what he has to give. So marichin v'nerachin is the value of a person in the erachin context. Noidrin v'nidarin is the context of is the value of a person in the more conventional neder context. Either way, Zakoil Marichin v'Nerochin Noidrin v'Nidorin Koyhanim Levim v'Yisraelim Nashim v'Avodim. So after the Mishnah says everybody, the Mishnah then gets specific and says who's everybody? Koyhanim Levim v'Yisraelim Nashim v'Avodim, which of course means an Eved Kanani. Tumtum v'Adroiginus. What about a Tumtum and an Adroiginus? A Tumtum and Adroiginus are both Sofik Zach and Sofik Nekeva. The difference is that a tumtum is someone whose oisei makim, his makim erva, is covered. And as a result, we don't know whether he's a zachar or he's in a cave. Technically, we can do a surgery and figure it out. But as far as we're concerned right now, we don't know. So there's a suffix. Is he a Zachar? Is he a Nekevah? He's one or the other. We don't know. An Androgynous has the simonim of both a Zachar and a Nekevah. In almost all halachas, the Tumtum and an Androgynous are treated the same. They're both treated as suffix Zachar, suffix Nekevah. Regardless, Tumtum and Androgynous, Noidra Vinidarim, they have the ability to make a neder, meaning they can take upon themselves to have to give somebody's worth in the how he'd be sold as a slave sense, taktish, vinidarm, they could be the subject of somebody else's neder. Umarichin, they can make an erichin obligation, avalein erichin. But they can't be the subject of somebody else's erichin. Why? The Mishnah explains, because there's no price list for them. If you look in the Torah says what a zachar is worth or what a nekev is worth, depending on their age. But in terms of a tumtum, in terms of an androgynous, it's a shteitnish befurish in the Torah. As a result, there is no price tag for them. Hence, they're excluded from Neroch, Cheresh, Shoyte V'Katon. What about a Cheresh, Shoyte V'Katon? Nidorim V'Nerochim. They could be the subject of somebody's Neder. They could be the subject of somebody's Erechin. Right? The Pasuk says, we've been Chodesh V'Mailo already. You have the Halachas of Erechin. Avaloi Noidrin V'Loi Marichim. However, they themselves can't make a Neder. They themselves cannot make Erechin. Why? Mepnei She'im Bahem. That's either way. So the Mishnah is discussing the Halachas of Erichin, the halachas of Nedarim, both from the context of Marichin, Nerochim, Noidrim, Venidarim, and it discussed who exactly is included in what. But the Mishnah began with the word Hakoil, and the Gemara is going to digress after a few lines with that word Hakoil and mention Kamat every single time in Torah Shebaal Peh where you find the word Hakoil. Either way, so it said Hakol Marichin, and really the word Hakoil isn't only going on Marichin, it said Hakol Marichin Venerochim. Noidrin v'nidarim, as if it would have said Hakol Marichin, Hakol Nerochin, Hakol Noidrin, and Hakol Nidarim. Says the Gemara Hakol Marichin Lasu Yemai. The word Hakol is coming to include something. Meaning, the Mishnah could have just said Marichin Nerochin Noidrin v'nidarim, or it could have said Koyhanim Levim v'Yisraelim Noshim v'Avodim Marichin v'Nerochin Noidrin v'nidarim. The word Hakol would seem to be extra. And if that's the case, it's coming to teach me something. So it says the Mahakam Arichim Lasuyemai, Lasuyem Mufla Samachle ish. It's coming to be Marba, a Mufla that's Samachle ish. So Rashi says, what's a Mufla Samachle ish? It means two things. Number one, this person is a Mufla. Number two, he's Samachle ish, going backwards. The Mishnah said at the end that a Chereshayt of a Katan can't make a Neder. They can't make Erechin. Why not? Because they're Katanim. They don't have Das. Stating that there is a Katan that could make a Neder. This is Nedarim 101. That's the Mufla who's Samachlish. He's not an Ish, because you don't become an Ish until you're Bar Mitzvah. But he's Samachlish, which Rashi says means he's 12 years old. Ben Yud Bei Shon of Yoy Mechod, Shu Samachlish. So if he's Samachlish and he's a Mufla, Mufla means he's a clever child. He has a certain level of chachma. Rashi quotes the Gemara Nidam and Heyam and Beis that discusses the more precise definition of Mufla. But for our purposes, he's a Mufla. He's a smart kid. B, he's Samuchlish, he's within 1 year from his Bar Mitzvah, he is Yud Bei Shon of Yoy Mechad. The halach is that even though he's a katan, and usually a katan is not a Bar Das, thus he can't transact, he shouldn't be able to make a neder. There's a special chiddush that's learned out from a pasuk. It's a din d'oraisa that a mufla samach leish has the ability to make a neder. So when it says hakol marichin, what's hakol coming to be marba? Even a katan, as long as he's a mufla samach leish, he can make erichin as well. Nerochin. When it says hakol nerochin, and again, it didn't say hakol nerochin. It said hakol marichin v'nerochin, but the word hakol is going on nerochin as well. So what's hakol nerochin coming to teach me? Lasuyei menuvel u'mukashchin. It's coming to be marba, a menuvel at a mukashchin. These are people that had you tried selling them as a slave, they'd be worth absolutely nothing. They would have zero value. Therefore, you would have thought that maybe they have no value as it relates to erochin as well. I would have thought that when the Torah talks about Erechin, it says Neda be'erkecha. So the Torah put Nedarim next to Erechin. Maybe only someone that's subject to the laws of Nedarim is subject to the laws of Erechin. But this, if you made a Neder, what's the difference between Neder and Erechin? Neder means you're obligating yourself to give Hekdish how much this person would be worth if he was sold as a slave. And being that they wouldn't be worth anything, the Menuvel and the Mukashchin, so you would have thought maybe they're excluded from the laws of Erechin as well. Kamash Malon, what's the Kamash Malon? It says Nefashos and Koldo. As long as they're a Nefesh, they have value in terms of Erechin. Again, Erechin does not necessarily mean the person's real value. Because here you see a Menuvel and the Mukashchin that has no value, on the open market, still as it relates to Erechin, there is some sort of Erech. Noidrin lasuyemai. When it says Akol Noidrin, what's that coming to be Marba? So the Gemara says really nothing, but Nidarim Itzrichle. It mentioned Hakol Noidrin Agav Hakol Nidarim. Nidarim lasuyemai. What's the Chiddush of Hakol Nidarim? Says the Gemara, I lasuyem tumtim vadroiginis. This is coming to be Marba, tumtim vadroiginis. That if somebody says that I am going to give Hektish the value of a tumtim vadroiginis, meaning, how much a tumtum and a droginess would be worth if they were sold as an eved, where the halacha is, he's now obligated to pay the value of the tumtum and a droginess. Meaning, even though a tumtum and a droginess has no value in the laws of Erechin, because in Erechin, the Torah addresses the Zachar and the Torah addresses the Nekeva, it doesn't address the tumtum and a droginess, but in Hilchas Nedarim it has value, because you could sell a tumtum, you could sell an a droginess. So maybe when it says, Akone, Nidarin, it's coming to be marred by the tumtum v'nadroginess. But the Gemara says, "Behedik Tani, that's a Mefurish Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later. So if it's a Mefurish Mishnah, that's actually a Mishnah right here. The Mishnah said tumtum v'nadroginess noidrin v'nidarin u'marichin. It just excluded the tumtum v'nadroginess from nerochin. Ilas uya chereshayt v'katan behedik Tani lo. If it's coming to be marred by the chereshayt v'katan, that also said Mefurish. Maybe it's coming to be Marba Pachas Ben Chodesh. Erechin starts from Ben Chodesh. But as it relates to Nidarim, that includes even a child that's Pachas Ben Chodesh. But that's a Mishnah later. And if it's coming to be Marba, a guy, an Oivet Kechavim, someone takes upon himself the Erech of an Ena Yehudi, he's not included in the Parish of Erechin. But in terms of Nidarim, that, yeah, somebody says that I'm willing to give Hektish the value of Ploini, how much he would be sold as a Shuk, as an Eved, so that would be chal. So maybe it's coming to be marben over kichavim, but that's also behedik ketani law. So all these possibilities of what maybe hakol nidarin is coming to be marben, I'm a furish mishnayis. So what do I need hakol? A remez, right? Lomali cross svaruhu. Lomali remez. It's mafurish in the Mishnah later. All these halachas that were passed. The Gemara says, Lo'ilam lasu yapachas mi ben chaydish. Really, it's coming to you, marba, apachas mi ben chaydish. And it's a chiddish, because apachas mi ben chaydish is excluded from nerach. So I would have thought it's excluded from nidarin as well. I asked me a kasha, it's a mafurish in the Mishnah later. The tani vahadim mafarish. The Mishnah does that sometimes. Sometimes the Mishnah will tell me something, beremez, and then it'll be mafarish. Rashi says that once we're saying that Tani Bahadim Mefarish, you don't have to say that the Mishnah is that necessarily coming to be Marba Pachas Mi Ben Chodesh. You could say maybe it's coming to be Marba Tomtum and Adroigenes, Chereshayt Vekatan, or Oivet Kechavim. Some of the other possibilities that were mentioned in the Gemara, Ayin Rashi has two pshatim, why maybe the Gemara Dafka chose Lo Oivam Lasuye Pachas Mi Ben Chodesh. Either way, this concludes the Erechim portion of today's Daf. So the Mishnah began with the words Hakol Marichin v'Nerachim Noidrin v'Nidarim Hakol Lasuyemai. There's really four Hakols in the Mishnah, because Hakol is going on Marichin, it's going on Nerachim, it's going on Noidrin, and it's going on Nidarim. The Mishnah explained Hakol Marichin is coming Lasuye a Mufla Samachlish. You would have thought he's a cotton. So if he's a cotton, how does he have an ability to affect an Erechin? That's Hakol. The rabbis, even a mufla samachlish, hakol nerochin is coming to be marba a menuvel amukashchin. They have no value as an eved. You would have thought maybe they have no value in terms of erechin as well. Hakol noidrin, it was mentioned agav, and hakol nidarim is coming to be marba a pachas mi ben chodesh who has no value in hilchos erechin. So you would have thought that maybe he has no value in hilchos nidarim either. Kamash malon that he does. So on that note, the Gemara is going to go through different places in Shas where you find the word hakoil, and the Gemara is going to tell us what exactly the word hakoil is coming to be marba. Hakoil soimchin lasuyemai. We start with a real kachim one, and that is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Menachis Daf Tzadik Gimel that talks about the halachas of smicha. So there were certain karbanos right before the shechita was done, taketh the smicha shechita. Right before the shechita was done, the Baal HaKarbon had lean on the carbon. He had to do smicha. Says the Mishnah, hakoil soimchin. Hakol soimchin, lasuye mai. It's coming to be marba something. Lasuye yirish. With the like Rabbi Huda, it's coming to be marba yirish. Somebody yarshins his father's carbon. So, given certain circumstances, he has a din to be makrivit on behalf of his father. As a result, you would think that you're not sure whether this yirish is supposed to do smicha or not supposed to do smicha. He's not the original Bala Karban. Smicha is done by the Bala Karban. Being that he's only a Yairish, so does he or does he not? Hakol Soimchin is Lasuye, a Yairish does Smicha. And by the way, that's the Lake Rabbi Yudok. So if you hold that a Yairish doesn't do Smicha, Hakol Mamirin, right in the beginning of Masechtas Temura. That's how Masechtas Temura begins. Everybody can do Temura. Who's the Hakol? Lasuye, Yairish. Also Lasuye, Yairish, with the Lake Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Yairish doesn't do Smicha, Yairish can't do Temura. The Stam Mishnah, Hakol Soimchin, and the Stam Mishnah, Hakol Mamirin, are both the Loika Rabbi Yehuda. Zok to Gemara, where's this Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So we're going to have a half a Amid Gemara of Kachim. Zok to Gemara, the Tanya, we learned in the Brayso, so Yerush, Soimich, Yerush, Meimer. A Yerush could do Smicha, Yerush could do Tmur. Yehuda says Yerush, Eino, Soimich. Yerush, Eino, Meimer. A Yerush, the Yashin's his father's carbon, can't do Smicha, he can't do Tmur. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that he can't? Because it says Karbonoi. And this is in the context of the parish of Smicha. It says Karbonoi three times. And from the word karbanai, one of the three karbanais anyways, Rabbi Yehuda darshins his carbon, v'lei carbon aviv. A Yairish is not bringing karbanai, he's bringing his father's carbon. And as a result, there's no mitzvah of smicha. Okay, that's a makar that a Yairish doesn't do smicha. How does he know that a Yairish can't do tmura? V'yalev tchilas hektish, misayf hektish. He learns tchilas hektish, which is tmura. Tmura is called tchilas hektish because tmura is a way. It's an unconventional way, but it's a way of creating hektish from Seif hektish. Smicha is called Seif hektish because it's done later in the game. It's done right before the Shechita. It's Ma Seif hektish, just like Seif hektish. Smicha, Yerush Enu Seimich. Avtchilas hektish, Yerush Enu Meim. So he really doesn't have a makar that a Yerush can't do tomorrow. But he has a makar that a Yerush can't do Smicha, Karbanev and Karbanoviv. And once he knows Seif hektish, he learns Tchilas hektish from Seif hektish. Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, they hold that a Yerush could do smicha and a Yerush could do tmura. Hamer yamer, because it says hamer yamer, double lashon in the parish of tmura. The rabbi says a Yerush. Okay, so that's a ribui for tmura. How do you know smicha? So he goes the opposite. The alfin and Seif hektish with Tchilas hektish, mat Tchilas hektish, which is tmura. Yerush meimer, av Seif hektish, which is smicha. Yerush seimich. Rabbanan haikabanam ayavdilei. So Rabbanan darshan hamer yamer. Rabbi Yehuda darshan karbanan. So now the Gemara is going to go back and forth. We're going to have to figure out what the Rabbanon do with Karbanai and what Rabbi Yehuda does with Hamer Yom. So first the Rabbanon. Hi Karbanai, I have to let me buy Karbanai Kechavim. Karbanai v'lei Karbanai Chaver. Again, it says Karbanai three times. So one to tell me that you do smicha on your carbon, but an Oivet Kechavim that brings a carbon doesn't do smicha. Number two, to tell me that if you're bringing somebody else's carbon as a shliach, so you don't do smicha on carbon chaveh, right? And number three, the rabbis, not lemaid, but the rabbis kol balei chayvim lesmicha. If many partners bring a carbon together, b'shutfis, which you could do, right? Just like there's a carbon yachid and a carbon sibur, there's also a carbon shal shutfis, which is not a carbon sibur, of course. Even if all of Klal Yisrael would become shutfin in a carbon, it wouldn't be a carbon sibur. Carbon sibur is a different metzias. It was brought with the machzis and shekel. But either way, if partners would bring a carbon together, there would be halacha that each one of the partners has an obligation to do smicha, and that's what's learned out from the three karbanos. According to Rabbanon, there's no karbanai lemait a yerush. Rabbi Yehuda lerabbis kol balei chayvim lesmicha lasses. What are you going to do? Rabbi Yehuda does use one of the karbanos to be memait a yerush. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that partners do not do smicha. So he doesn't use one of the karbanos to be marba partners. As a result, he has one extra karbana. Meaning he has three karbanos just like the rabbanon have. One is to tell me loy karbon avi kechavim. Another one is to tell me loy karbon chaveh. Right? What's the third one coming to tell me? It's according to the rabbanon, it's coming to be marba partners. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's coming to be ma'ir yerush. Inami, islay, could be really, he does hold of the halacha that partners do have to do smicha. If that's the case, then l'chayra, all three karbanos are accounted for. So how does he have a karbanoi l'mayit yairish? So the Gemara says, oivet kechavim v'chaveroi michad kronafki. Because he holds that the fact that you don't do smicha on the karbanoi oivet kechavim and you don't do smicha on the karbon of your friend, they're both thrown down from the same. It's the same concept, right? And oivet kechavim is always going to be somebody else. So the fact that you're not doing it on oivet kechavim and chaver, they can both be learned out from the same karbanoi. As a result, ayatru lutrei. So he has two extra, chad, karbanoi v'lei karbon aviv. One is to be my loy carbon aviv, hence Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that a Yerush doesn't do smicha, the idach le rabbis kol balei chayvim le smicha. Either way, so the Gemara addressed what the Rabbanon do with Rabbi Yehuda's carbon. You really had the word carbon in the parish of smicha to tell me that a Yerush doesn't do smicha. And once he knows a Yerush doesn't do smicha, he doesn't know a Yerush can't do, he learns that a Yerush can't do tmura either. What's the connection between smicha and tmura? They're both halachas, they're both si'ifei katan in the laws of kachin, in the laws of bringing a carbon. What does one have to do with the other? The teretz is, one is tchilas hektish and the other one is seif hektish. Tmura is Tchilas Hekdesh. Smicha is Soif Hekdesh. Okay, when you think of Tchilas Hekdesh, the first thing that comes to mind is not Tmura. And when you think of Soif Hekdesh, the first thing that comes to mind is not Smicha, for sure. But regardless, there's some commonality between the two. Tchilas Hekdesh, Soif Hekdesh, he's Makdesh one to the other. So once we know that a Yerish doesn't do Soif Hekdesh, so too, he's not going to do Tchilas Hekdesh either. What do the Rabbanon do with Karbanai? So they address Karbanai, Karbanai, Karbanai to teach me three halachas. Now, how did the Rabbanon know that a Yerish for sure does smicha? They learned it from Hamei Yamim. It's a great thing about it for Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Yerish doesn't do smicha, doesn't do tmura. Hamei Yamim, my Abdile, mi boyle, the Rabbi says, so Isha. It's coming to my Rabbi's time. You learned to the price of Isha, called the name of Dabri, Belashan Zachar. If you go through the parasha of tmura, it's all Belashan Zachar. Masri, Fainu, the Rabbi says, so Isha. So, how do you know that a woman is also included in the halach of tmura? Talmud Loimar, Vim Hamei Yamir. Hamei Yamir is the Rabbi's and Isha. Virabbanon. How did the Rabbanon know Isha? Mi ve'im. They learn it from the ve'im Hamei Yamir. Virab Yehuda, ve'im loy darish. He doesn't darish in the word ve'im. Either way, it's based on that we know this halacha. Excel. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. There's so much here in Erech in that base, but just one ha'ara. That is right at the beginning of the daf. We mentioned hakol marichin la'asuye mai, and the Gemara said la'asuye mufla samachlish. Hakol marichin. The first words of the Masechta, the hakol is l'rabbis. That's going to be the theme of the beginning of the Masechta, hakol this, hakol that. What are all the hakols coming to be marba? And we said that hakol is coming to be marba in this context, a mufla that's samuchlish, meaning ordinarily a katan. If you're only samuchlish, you're excluded. You have no ability to make a neder. You have no ability to transact. Anything that a katan can't do, you can't do even if you're almost a gadol, right? Doesn't matter if you're bar mitzvahs in 3 weeks. If you're bar mitzvahs in 3 weeks, he's still a katan. L'chol dinah. Stating that is a special chiddush in the parasha of Nedarim that teaches me that if you're samuch le'ish, which Rashi defines as being 12 and one day, and you're a mufla, okay, that's a more technical criteria. The bottom line is, even though you're a katan, mufla samuch le'ish has an ability to make Nedarim deiraisa, so too he has an ability to make an erichin deiraisa, and akol marichin is lasuye mufla samuch le'ish. Again, Rashi's definition of mufla samuch le'ish is you're 12 years old, and even though you're a full-fledged katan, but in the parish of Nedarim you have halachas of a gadol. Stating that, the Rambam has a different shita in mufla samuch le'ish. The Rambam shita is in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam shita is a little bit complicated, but we'll speak out the Rambam shita the way the Keren Ayur explains it and the way Rav Moshe Feinstein does in a Tshuva in Igros Moshe. The Keren Ayur is a Masechtas Nazir Daf Chav Tes. So the Rambam brings this halacha that a katan who's 12 years old, as long as he's a mufla, as long as he has some level of das, he has an ability to make an edit. But the Rambam doesn't call that mufla samach le'ish. A few halachas later, says the Rambam as follows. When this child becomes at the age of gedolim, meaning he turns 13 years old, nidreim kayop, at that point, his neder is kayim. Afal pi shalei heviu simonim. Even if he didn't bring simonim yet, even though he doesn't have shtei sairis, v'adayin lo nasu gedolim l'chol davar, and he didn't become a gadol yet l'chol davar. V'davar zeh midivrei Torah, and this is a din d'iraisa, sh'amufla hasamach le'ish, hekdesh hekdesh v'nedar v'nedar. The Rambam brings the halacha mufla samach le'ish, and the Rambam doesn't say that he's samach le'ish because he's 12, he's going to be bar mitzvah, and he started practicing for his bar mitzvah now. That's not what it means. It means he turned 13. He's 13 years. If he's 13, he's a bar mitzvah. No. Says the Rambam, it's talking about where he was higil l'shnei gedolim, afal pi shelo heviu simonim. But he didn't bring simonim yet. And this is based on aleph beis that people sometimes forget. And that is, a person does not become bar mitzvah when he turns 13 years old. A person becomes bar mitzvah when he brings shtei sairis. Shtei sairis in his makom erev, that's when a person becomes bar mitzvah. So what does that have to do with 13? It's because of a Gemara Masechtas Nida. Rava said that when a girl turns 12 or a boy turns 13, there's a chazaka that he or she has shtei sairis. So it's based on Rava's chazaka that we say, it's based on Rava's chazaka that we say that when a girl turns 12, she becomes bas mitzvah. And when a boy turns 13, he becomes bar mitzvah. But it's not turning 13 per se that makes a person bar mitzvah. It's shtei sairis that makes a person bar mitzvah. It just so happens that when a person has shtei sairis, there's a chazaka that presumably right now he has Cyrus, and as a result, we treat him as a bar mitzvah. But the emes is, that's why in halacha, we only treat someone that's 13 years old as bar mitzvah with regards to din derabbanan. We don't treat him as a bar mitzvah as it relates to din derayisa. That's why a bar mitzvah boy will never read parsha zachar. Because parsha zachar is a cheves kriya derayisa. I mean that it's a kriya derayisa, we're afraid that maybe he doesn't have shtei Cyrus, and as a result, he's not really, but what he means bar mitzvah. Yeah, so for kaddish and for minyan, for all the din derabbanan, for kriya satayra on a regular Shabbos, that's not an issue. But the moment we're touching on a deraisa, then we're more machmer. And then we don't want to rely on the Chazal Kedrov. We once spoke at a kasha from the Telzer Rav, Rabbi Eliezer Gordon, in Chuvas Rabbi Eliezer, who said that he doesn't understand how could a bar mitzvah boy say Eidus, right? The Rambam says once someone turns bar mitzvah, he could say Eidus. Why could he say Eidus? You don't really know that he's bar mitzvah. You only know it based on the chazaka de Rava. And we know in Hacha b'mamanacha right, which means you for sure can't use chazaka for right. So how could you use chazaka de Rava to establish that this person's a bar mitzvah for him to say Eidus? That Reuven owes him $100. If in Hacha b'mamanacha arayv, then in Hacha b'chazaka acha arayv. But it's all back. But this is all based on this idea that a person does not become bar mitzvah when he turns 13. A person becomes bar mitzvah when he brings shtei Cyrus. The maila and the chashivas of 13 is mer nit the chazaka derav. Which means that if you think about it, if a person turns 13 and you know for sure he doesn't have shtei Cyrus, it's as if he's 12. It's as if he's 11. It's as if he's 7. It has no significance. The significance of 13 is really the chazaka. But to the extent that you knew for sure that there's no shtei Cyrus, okay, so you have a right to rely on the chazaka. But if you knew bevadai, that there's no chazaka over here, technically it would be a katan. Stating that, the Rambam was mechadish, a new bria. The Rambam said that there's something called a child that turned 13, afal pi shaloi hevi shtei Cyrus. You know for sure that he's not a gadol chaldover. 1,000%. But with regards to miktsas dvarim, he's going to have a din of a gadol. Meaning, it's not an all or nothing. Gadlus can happen in phases. If a child has shtei Cyrus when he turns 13, so then he's going to go from being a full-fledged katan to a full-fledged gadol. But if a child did not develop shtei Cyrus when he turned 13, then his gadlus, his maturation, is happening in phases. First, he became a mixas gadol when he turned 13, and then he became a complete gadol when he brought shtei Cyrus. But either way, in the Rambam, in the sugya of Muflas Samach Leish, tucked away, licked the Yisoid Gadol. And that is, that it's not an all or nothing. And even though the Chashivas of 13, conventionally speaking, is that there's a Chazaka that he probably has Shtei Cyrus, but 13, even without Shtei Cyrus, gives him some Chash, and that's what a Mufla Samach Leish is. So where Rashi had a Mufla Samach Leish as being 12 years old, the Rambam said that's not a Mufla Samach, he's a Katan. Now, even though the Rambam says that a 12-year-old that makes a neder, but the way the Achreid of the Keranoi Ramosha, the way they explain it, that's only midirabbanan. But when the Rambam brings the din of Mufla Samach Lish midirayisa, the Rambam says it's not talking about someone that's only 12. It's talking about someone that's 13. And again, let's be medayik l'shoyne azov shalai Rambam. Hoyol v'igiyu l'shnei agdoilin, nidreim kayobim, afal pishaloi heviyu simonim, v'adayin loy nasu gedoilim l'chol davar. It's clear, it's l'shoyne azov shalai Rambam. You became a gadol with regards to miktsa. Dvarim. He only didn't become a gadol l'chol davar. Just one other Rambam, and there's many Rambams that are l'shitasa in this, but just one gishmak Rambam to digress from our digression, and that is the Rambam in Hilchas Soita. So the Rambam brings that we're all familiar with the parish of Soita. Kinoi stira, mei Soita. If she's guilty, she blows up. If not, v'nixov, last week's parsha, then she's going to have a tremendous amount of bracha. Stating that, the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Alocha Beis, and Hilchas Soita says, ve'elo hein anoshim she'enon ruin lishtais. There are certain women that can't drink mei soita. And the Rambam brings 15, v'chamesh esrei noshim. These are not the same chamesh esrei noshim as in the beginning of Masechus Yevamos. Yevamos stuff is. It's a different list. But the Rambam says 15 noshim. Ve'elo hein arusa v'shemeres yavim v'ktane ishes agadol. V'gdoyla ishes akotan. It's just a droginess, it's just a summa, oya higa, oya ilim, oy mishaina shemea, oy shu cruciad, the hirachigeris, the lemons, the summa, the cruzas kath, the shaino shemas, kol achas me elo in a rubbish. But there's one that's negaya us, and that is Vigdoila Isha Sakatan. A Gdoila who's an Isha Sakatan, she doesn't drink me soita. Says the Rambam in Allah Gimel, what's the makar to the Chamesh Esrei Noshim? And the Rambam brings the makar to all of them. Either way, when it comes to Eish, G'dayla Eish HaSakotan, says the Rambam, because it says Isha. It says Isha in the parasha of Soita, Prat Le Eish HaSakotan. Freg in the Achroinim, it's a pella, this Rambam. You need a pasuk to tell me that a G'dayla who's an Eish HaSakotan doesn't drink Mei Soita, a Katan can't get married. A Katan can't stand under a chuppah. A katan can't say, I read B'kodesh asleep at Ba'zugadas Moshe V'Yisro. He's a katan. A katan can't do anything. So if a katan can't do anything, how could a katan ever come to the parish of Saita? Yet, the Rambam brings the G'dayla Eshes HaKatan as one of the Chameshes Reinashim that don't drink Mei Saita. And the Rambam needs a pasuk. Because it says Isha, but a mapik, hey? And that's the makar to this halacha. It's fragged in the Achreinim, it's a tmiya. You want to know why a G'dayla Eshes HaKatan doesn't drink Mei Saita? Because they're not married. And if they're not married, they can't come to Saita. That's back of the envelope arithmetic. So fragged in the Achreinim, it's a pella. So the Meiser Rekeach says a davar nifla. He says, I think it's the Rambam L'shita Asai. Because the Rambam holds that there's something called a quasi gadol. You could be a mixas gadol. How? You turned 13, but you didn't bring Shtei Cyrus yet. So what happens when a child turns 13 without Shtei Cyrus? I think Shtei Tender Rambam a chiddish nifla. And that is that katan who's a mixas gadol can get married. And being that he can't get married, there would have been a havamina that maybe his wife could drink the mesoita as well. Talmud loymar isha, he's not an ish. He's not a complete ish. And because he's not a complete ish, that's why he's excluded. But a havamina there would have been. You know why? Because he falls into, so this halach of the Rambam, of mufla samach le'ish, which is a chiddish in Hilchas Nedarim, and Hilchas Erechin, it's the first halacha here in Hilchas Erechin, really has global ramifications. Regardless, on that note, Zok Gemara Vayter. So we have Akol Marichin, Akol Nerochin, Akol Noidrin, Akol Nidarim. Those were the first four. Then we had Akol Soimchin and Akol Mamir. Those were the next two. So all Kachim related. Says the Gemara, we now turn our attention from Kachim to Moyed. It says Akol Chayavim B'Sukkah, Lasuye Mai. Everyone's Chayav in Sukkah, Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Katan She'in Itzarech Lima. A Katan, a Zohar, of course, because a woman is always potter from Sukkah. A Katan that doesn't need his mother anymore, at that point, the Katan is Chayav in Sukkah, the Tanan. Katan she'ein tzarich li'imay chayev besukkah. And again, even though it says mefurish katan she'ein tzarich li'imay chayev besukkah, what do we need our koil for? It's like the Gemara said in Amud Aleph, tani v'hadam mefarish. But the bottom line is what's our koil chayev besukkah coming to be marba? A katan she'ein tzarich li'imay. Now that's pashit. When we say that a katan she'ein tzarich li'imay, a katan that doesn't need his mother anymore, is chayev besukkah, it doesn't mean that the katan himself has an obligation. He has a chayev askavra. He's a katan. A katan's not chayiv in mitzvahs. So obviously the katan's not going to be chayiv in sukkah. What it means is that the father has a mitzvah of chinuch to be mechanech his child. So a kol chayavim is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not the child's chayiv. It's really the father's chayiv. A kol chayavim belulav lasuye mai. When it says that everybody's chayiv in lulav, what's that coming to be? Marba, again a katan. Lasuye katan hayoidea linanea. Once a katan knows how to do the nanuim, he knows how to shuckle a lulav. At that point, the father, not the katan, the father has an obligation to make sure his child, mitzvahs chinuch, takes dalamin and the tanan, katan hayodeh linanea chayibulu. Kol chayovim betzitzes lasuye mai. Again, lasuye katan hayodeh lisatev. Once a katan knows how to wear tzitzes, at that point, the obligation of chinuch kicks in. The tanya we learned to the braisa, katan hayodeh lisatev chayib betzitzes. Hachot chayovim betfilin lasuye mai. Lasuye katan hayodeh lishmai tfilin. Katan knows how to watch his tfilin. What does it mean, knows how to watch it? Number one. He keeps it from getting involved in a mukum mitunuf, or he knows how to keep his body clean while he's wearing his tefillin. Tanya, katan hayodea lishmar tefillin, aviv lekeach leitefillin. Hakol chayavim b'riyah lasuye mai. Everybody's chayav in the mitzvah to be oilu regal. What's that coming to be marbo? Lasuye misha chetzio yeved, vechetzio ben chayrin. The infamous chetzio yeved, vechetzio ben chayrin. So how did somebody become a chetzio yeved, chetzio ben chayrin? So it's very simple. Two partners owned an eved. One of them freed his chelek. So the part that was freed is a chetzi ben chayrin. The part that wasn't freed is a chetzi eved. Regardless, is a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrin chayiv in real? So the answer is yes. And it's included from a kol chayav. The reason that's a chiddush is because a full-fledged eved is potter. And the reason he's potter, the Gemara says in Masechtes Chagiga, it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, Sholesh pa'amim bashana yeira kol schorches pnei ha'odoin Hashem. And we learn from there, Misha in loyelo odoin echad. As opposed to, this person has two odoins. Regardless, the chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin, he is going to be chayrin. The Ravina, dami misha chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin, potter ben ariyah. According to Ravina, that says the chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin is potter. So Hakol can't be coming to be marbehin, he's potter. So what's it coming to be marbe? La'asuye chiger b'yoyim rishon, v'nespasha b'yoyim shen. If somebody was a chiger, meaning couldn't walk, so the halach is he's potter. Why? Because it says, sholosh regolim, and prat to someone that doesn't have a regal, or his regal's not working. So him, the halacha is going to be potter from the mitzvah of oil regal. What happens if somebody was a chiger b'yom rishon? So he was potter, and then on the second day, he got better. Is he going to be chayev or potter? So hakoil is l'rabbis, a chigir b'yom rishay, then a spash at b'yom sheni. Even though he was potter on the first day, he's going to be chayav. The Gemara says, "Hanich l'madam akum tashul mazal lozeh." That's all good if you hold that every day is a separate mechayev. If every day is a separate mechayev, so it makes sense. Even though you were potter the first day, you should be chayav the second. El l'madam akum tashul mazal rishay. That's what you mean. If you hold that, really. The ikur mitzvah of Eilu Regal is the first day yontif. And if you do it on the second day, you're doing it as tashlumin of the Yom Rishon. So if you were potter on the Yom Rishon, you don't have the tashlumin. So why should you be chayev? So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo, you have to say it's lasuye summa ba'achas me'enov udoloiki aitana. Maybe it's coming to be marba, someone who's blind in one eye. Now, someone that's a summa was potter from the mitzvah to be Eilu Regal. What about summa me'achas me'enov? So that's really machloikis. Udoloiki aitana. I went to the Braise. So yoichremen davo yoim mishum rabbi Yehuda. Summa ba'achas me'enov potter ben'ariya. Someone that's blind in one eye is potter from Yosha Nemar Yira Yeroa. It says Sholish Pamim Bashana Yeroa Kol Schorcha. So there's a Kriya and a Ksiv Yira and Yeroa. One implies that you're supposed to see Hashem. The other implies that you're supposed to be seen before Hashem, meaning Hashem is going to see you. And we learn from there Kederech Shabal Lirois Kach Bal Lirois and Mal Lirois B'Shtei Einov. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to see you B'Shtei Einov. Kaviyachol, so to speak, it's going to be a shleimus digeriya afli rois b'shteyenav. But either way, according to my number that holds that a summa ba'achas me'enav is chayiv in ria, so it's coming to be marba. That viiva yisay mazak to gemar loy last week misha chayiv b'chatz b'chayiv. We can go back to the original pshat that a kol chayiv in ria is coming to be marba chatziv b'chatz b'chayiv. Ooh, the kasha l'chad Ravina. What was the kasha? Ravina, there's a man number that holds that a chatziv b'chatz b'chayiv is potem in aria. Mar says like kasha. Kam b'mishna rishayna, kam b'mishna achrei. It's true. Ravina said that chatziyav et chatzim in chayim is potem in ariyah. But he only said it according to the Mishnah Rishayna. But he acknowledged that according to the Mishnah Achrayna, a chatziyav et chatzim in chayim is going to be chayim. What's this Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna? One of the most famous Mishnayish in Shas. Time we learned in the Mishnah, Misha chatziyav et chatzim in chayim. So what does this person do that's a chatziyav et chatzim in chayim? So he owns half of himself, and the other half of him is owned by somebody else. So what he does is he works for himself one day for me, one day for you. Said Divrei Beis Hillel, Amar Beishami, Beishami told Beis Hillel, Beish Tikantem as Rabbi, but Beishami told, you took care of his Adoin. That's actually like Tikantem, meaning it's very nice. You worked out the finance, you sat down with an accountant, you worked it out financially. Okay, one day you work for you, one day you work for me, everything's gonna be fine. That's all good from a financial perspective. But what about in terms of this person's life? Lisa Shifcha Eina Yachal can marry a Shifcha. Why? Because even though an Eved can marry a Shifcha, but a Ben Chayr can marry a Shifcha. Lisa Bas Chayr Eina Yachal can't marry Bas Chayr either because the Bas Chayr won't be able to marry him. Yevatel, should he not get married? Valoyle, Nivra Oyle, Mela Perivirivyo, Shet Nebele Sovra, Oyle, Shevaz Yitzara. So what's this person supposed to do? This person cannot get married, and that's not good. Elo, therefore, Mebnei Tikkuna Oylem, Koyfenes Rabboi, Va'oysa Oysa Ben Chayr, Va'koysef Shtara Chatzi Dama. Therefore, we work out the financial piece, but at the end of the day, we force the Adon, even though Loyle Bem Tavoyle was a mitzvah saseh, it doesn't matter, we force the Adon to be Meshacher, his Eved. That's what Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel was so impressed with Beis Shammai's taina, v'chazru Beis Hillel, l'hoiros, k'divrei Beis Shammai. They came around, which means that in the world of Beis Hillel, there was a before and after picture. In terms of how to treat the chatziyav et chatzim ben chayrim. The before picture was, we left him as a chatziyav et chatzim ben chayrim. The after was, Koyfenes Rabbi, v'koysef leget shechru. Says the Gemara, when Ravina said that a chatziyav et chatzim ben chayrim is potem in ariyah, it was in the before picture, where he's going to remain a chatziyav et chatzim ben chayrim. Being that he's going to remain a chatziyav, he's not included in the mitzvah of Eilu, because it says, as pnei odein Hashem, misha im loy odein elohu. And lemaisa, half of him has another odein. But once Beis Hillel came around to Beis Shammai and they said that, I agree, we're going to force the odein to be meshacher this eved, at that point, even if they weren't meshacher him yet, but it's just a matter of time, we just have to go through the paperwork. It's going to happen. It's pending. And because that's the halacha, he has to. And being that he has to, we can look at him now already as being pnei odein Hashem, and it's for that reason we'd have a mitzvah to be Eilu Regel. So what's our koil, chayov and beriyah coming to be marba? So the Gemara had different possibilities. Either it's coming to be marba the chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin, or it's coming to be marba the chigir b'yoyim rishon v'nespashet b'yoyim sheni, or it's coming to be marba a suma be'achas me'enav. Either way, two ha'aris before we end the daf. Two lighter ha'aris. Number one. So the Gemara brought in the context of all the hakoils hakol chayov and beluluf. And the question was hakol chayov and beluluf. Who's the hakol coming to be marba? La suye koton hayoidea linanea. The tanan koton hayoidea linanea chay beluluf. Now the truth is, if you look at all the hakoils that we said are coming to be marba a koton, as it relates to his chi of chinuch, you notice that the Braisa didn't mention anything about the age of the katan. But rather, what it mentioned was in terms of the katan's ability to perform the mitzvah. So, hakol chayavim besukkah is lasuye, katan she'enoy tzarech le'imoy. Hakol chayavim belulav, katan hayodeh l'naneya. Hakol chayavim betzitzis, katan hayodeh l'isatev. Hakol chayavim betfilin, is katan hayodeh l'shmer tefillin. So let's speak about lulav. Hakol chayavim belulav is once the katan knows how to be menaneya, the lulav, at that point, the halach is, he's going to be chayav. It sounds like the nanuim, shuckling the lulav, is part and parcel of mitzvah's lulav. Thus, when the katan knows how to be menaneya, that's when there's going to be a mitzvah of chinuch. I mean, it's no inyan to be mechanech a child to do a mitzvah if he doesn't know how to do the mitzvah. Once the kid knows how to do the mitzvah, now there's a mitzvah's chinuch. So what's chinuch? You want to be train the kid as a while he's not chayiv yet to do mitzvahs, so he'll go through a training program of several years. It's like this one, he becomes bar mitzvah. Now with sukkahs, he's a fish and vaser. He knows exactly what he has to do. That's the point. That's the spirit of the law of mitzvah chinuch. So if the katan knows what to do and how to do it, if he's physically capable of doing it, there's a mitzvah chinuch. But if he's not physically capable of doing the mitzvah, if a katan can wear tzitzis, then it doesn't make sense for you to have a mitzvah to be mechanech. If he doesn't know how to take care of the tefillin, so he doesn't really know how to wear tefillin, then obviously there's not going to be a mitzvah to be mechanech in the mitzvah tefillin. The same is true with lulav. If a katan doesn't know how to be menaneya lulav, so there's no sense in there being a mitzvah of chen. But clearly what would seem from this Gemara is that the time that the katan is considered capable of being mekayim mitzvah lulav, which is really code word for all Dalet Minim, is when he's Yoideya Linaneya, which would seem to suggest that the Nanuim are an integral part of Mitzvah's Dalet Minim. As if to say that without the Nanuim, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah's Lulav. It's only with the Nanuim. Thus, if a katan can only pick up a Lulav, he's not yet Chayev in Chinuch, is the father. It's only when the katan is Yoideya Linaneya that you're going to have the Chiyev. The problem is, it's a Mefurish Gemara Masech the Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about Mitzvah's Lulav, and the Gemara says, taking just one excerpt of a Gemara, completely out of context, Mid the Agbe Nafakbe. Meaning, once you pick up your Lulav, you're ready mekayim the mitzvah, because it says ulekachtam lechem yemerishay, and lekachtam means you take it. Now there is a mitzvah of nanuim, but that's a shiurei mitzvah. That's extra credit, maybe midrabanan. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says midag beinafek be. And if that's the case, breitach samsoif. It is chedushim v'masach tosukah daf mem beis amud aleph. It's a pella. It said tzarich iyun. He said it always bothered me, and it still bothers me. How could it be that the shear of chinuch for a katan is katan hayadeh l'naneya? Which sounds like without the nanuim you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. It's not true. It's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says mid da agbe nafakbe. As soon as you pick up your dalad minim, you mekayim ulakachtam lechem b'yom rishon. At that point, you're already mekayim mitzvah dalad minim. So if at that point you're already mekayim your mitzvah dalad minim, then l'chayra, all you need to be mekayim the mitzvah d'iraisa is to be able to pick it up. So why is the shir chinuch dependent on a katan hayodeh l'naneya? It should be dependent on a katan that knows how to pick it up. A katan that's able to pick up a lulav, at that point he should already be chayv. That's an earlier stage. And says the Chasam Sofer, even though it's true that the mehuder dig away to be mekayim the mitzvah is by doing it with the nanuim. But at the end of the day, the mitzvah d'iraisa, the mitzvah d'iraisa is mida'akbe. It's even without the nanuim. So if the mitzvah d'iraisa is even without the nanuim, so l'chayru, why don't you have a mitzvah chinuch to be mechanuch your child, to be mekayim the mitzvah d'iraisa of ulekachtem, of mida'akbe nafikbe, even though you're right, he won't be able to do it. He won't be able to do it p'shleimus. And says the Chasam Sofer, I think from this mission of katan ayodeh l'naneya, you see a tremendous chiddush. You say that even though it's pashit, mida'akbe nafikbe, and the nanuim is always considered a shiurei mitzvah, that means the nanuim of Melech Umevi, right? The older Rebbe's nanuim. That's only midrabanan. But there is some madrega of nanuim that's part and parcel of the mitzvah, and that's something that's a mitzvah d'iraisa, and he says it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, and he says, I'll prove it to you. You know what his proof is? It's the first Mishnah Perek, Lulav HaGazel. Geshmak of Mishnah, Lulav HaGazel, V'ayoveish Pasel. And then at the end of that Mishnah, the Mishnah gives the sheer Lulav. Lulav sheyesh by shloisha tfachim, kidei l'naneya by kashuk. The way Rashi explains it, what's the sheer of a Lulav? It has to be four tfachim. It has to have three tfachim, plus another tefach to be able to do the nanuim. So Lulav sheyesh by shloisha tfachim, kidei l'naneya, meaning u kidei l'naneya, plus another tefach, the halacha is this part. Point is, the Shir Lulav is for Tvachim. We know Shiurim are all halacha l'mayish v'sinai, says the Chassam Sofer. If that's the case, that means that the chelik of Kedelin Aneya is also part of the halacha l'mayish v'sinai. If there's no mitzvah deraisa, if there's no halacha l'mayish v'sinai to do nanuim, how could it be that the Shir, which is halacha l'mayish v'sinai, is taking the nanuim into account? It doesn't make any sense. Elamai says the Chassam Sofer must be there is a chiyuv nanuim, and there's a very basic chiyuv nanuim that's deraisa, and when the Gemara says it means lafuke that you don't have to do all the nanuim, but some level of nanuim you do have to do. And he says it's tochik in the Gemara, and he says I agree, and he says sorichin, I don't have a perfect teretz for the Gemara. But says I don't have a perfect teretz for the Gemara. But at the end of the day, says the Chassam Sofer that from the Mishnah that the shear of the sukkah is related to nanuim. That's a raya that the nanuim must be halacha l'mayish v'sinai, which means there is a chi of the raisa to do some nanuim, not the nanuim, but some nanuim, or a nanuah, if that's the right word. But regardless, says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Mishnah. Katan hayedeh l'naneah doesn't mean he knows how to do all the nanuim. What it means is he knows to be menaneah a little bit. Which little bit? The little bit that you have an obligation to do from Halacha l'mayish v'sinai. Based on the Mishnah in the beginning, Perek Lulav HaGazal. Either Lashon HaGemara midag bay, nafik bay, still dochik. He says, ke'es sorichin, that's his Lashon. It bothers me. But the bottom line is, that's what the Chassam Sofer was mechiah from this Gemara. But the Netziv in his Meroy Meisada, on that same Gemara, and in the Briskerovin stencils, they bring that somebody told the same teretz to Reb Chaim, and in parentheses, they say, I am the Meroy Meisada, that the Zaydid in Netziv, right, the Briskers are all Enoch from the Netziv, said the same teretz. But the bottom line is, the Netziv said a different halach. The Netziv said, you're right. Midday Raisa, you don't have to do Nanum. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Midday be a Nafik Bey. You don't have to do Nanum Midday Raisa. So technically, once a child knows how to pick up a lulav, there should be a mitzvah deiraisa for the father to be mechanachim to do the deiraisa to get the lulav. But he says, does it make sense that we're going to be mechanach a child to be yoitz to the deiraisa where he's not being mechanim to the rabbanon? This child has no chiyuv. Narvas, there's a mitzvah chinuch. What is chinuch? You want to be mechanech a child so that when he gets older, he's going to know what to do. So you're going to train a child to pick up the lulav and to put it down without doing the nanuim. That's bad chinuch. Because you're telling him to, you're right, he's being yoitzah the deiraisa. But there is no real mitzvah deiraisa. There's a mitzvah of chanoich lenar al pidarke gam kiyaskin leyo. If the cotton had a mitzvah deraisa, okay, let him be mekayim the deraisa. Teretz is the cotton has no mitzvah. The father has a mitzvah. Maybe deraisa, the rabbanon, it doesn't matter. The father has a mitzvah. The father's mitzvah is to train the child to know what to do and to do things properly when he gets older. If midrabbanon, you're not yoitza without anuim, so why are we telling the child now to go ahead and learn how to shake dalet minim in the wrong way? So it's based on that he said, incidentally, in that shtickle and stencils, we'll end with this. So they bring from the Biskarov, he said, why is it that the shear of a katan as it relates to sukkah? So, katan she'inu tzarech li'imai chayav b'sukkah. What's that have to do with tzarech li'imai? What, that's the shear? So when a katan doesn't need his mother anymore, Rashi says, it doesn't say ma, imai, ima. But so why is that the shear? Why is the shear of a katan related to inu tzarech li'imai? So Biskarov said, half of a fellow. He said, because a woman is patam in a sukkah. So if you're going to take a boy, a child, you're going to put him in the sukkah, and his mother's not going to be there, he's going to be a mitzvah. And a mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, and there's no mitzvah sukkah, there's no kiya mitzvah when you're a mitzvah. So what do you be mechanech the child? To be in a sukkah when you're mitzvah? You're not chayiv to be in a sukkah when you're mitzvah. So again, it's the same idea of chanoich lenar al pidarka, gam ki yaskan liyosam imeno. If you could do the mitzvah properly, then there's a mitzvah of chinuch. But to the extent that you can't do the mitzvah properly, so the sheer or the zman of chinuch starts when the child is of age where he's able to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. So just getting started, a lot more geshmak raid coming in the next few days. Some light raid. Baruch Hashem, a very geshmak in the sechta.